Now, Coach Berkman, on demand from sfmsports.net.
We are happy to welcome in Coach Berkman, fresh off the win over York and fresh off another conference championship win. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
This was a game that was obviously one that we weren't really sure coming in up here in the press box how it would really turn out as far as how they would come out and how your guys would play them. You guys dominated all the way throughout. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think defensively, you know, as I said in the pregame, that, you know, I thought we had good physical matchups with our defenders against their better players. And, you know, they struggle to break us down. And, you know, when you struggle to break people down, you can really hold people down. You know, we held them to 9 shots for 3 quarters. You know, and obviously in the fourth quarter they had to start shooting, and they ended up with 18. But our defense was smothering, and when they did get through, 18 made a big save or two. But I think our effort at the defensive end throughout, you know, the Preston Dabbs, Davis Anderson with the short sticks, and Zeke Smith and Marty Wallace with the poles and the close guys, you know, Martin Kemp and, you know, Krause holding their one of their leading scorers and all second team All-American last year to assist today. They just they had a great game down there today, and, you know, defensively, I'm very proud of that effort.
You got a lot of different guys with a lot of different shots taken from a lot of different places, but it seemed like the plan, as you said, was really to go low on the keeper, and that's exactly what your team did, and they really he struggled with it, did Caleb Abney, throughout this game.
Yeah, well, we were able to get through and get in close, too, a few times. And, you know, and then when we did get some shots with time and room, we did put the ball down low, and, you know, we were fortunate to get him through. He made a couple big saves there in the third quarter when I think we really could have pulled away, even though we did outscore him 4-0. But, you know, he's a solid keeper, and, you know, his weakness we thought was shooting the ball down a little bit low, and thank God we got through early to create a little separation.
It's the 18th CAC championship in your tenure here with this program. What does that mean to you, having another conference championship under your belt?
Well, you know, one of your objectives as a coach and as a program is that, you know, first of all, your first objective of the season is you'd really like to win a conference championship. And, you know, after not playing real well in the conference championship game here last year and getting beat, you know, one of our motivations and main goals, we wanted to put that to rest. And, you know, that was a great effort today, accomplished that goal. You know, now in the bigger picture, trying for another championship at the national level.
With this win, you should have the top seed locked up unless something absolutely crazy happens. You should have the top seed in the region locked up, which would give you a first-round bye this week. So you'd get another week off. How much does that impact your preparation going into that?
Well, obviously we'll have a little bit more time to put a couple new wrinkles in. You know, the one man up play we scored there with a little flip behind the cage, that was a new wrinkle, you know, this week that we just put in. The little pick and slip play with Brendan and Kendrick had a goal on. We emphasized a few different things there this week that allowed us to get one there. But, you know, again, you know, getting healthy. You know, Timmy Stone, he played some good minutes today, but he's still getting better. You know, Greg Corvin, this week really helps him again because he's still not fully recovered from his, you know, shoulder separations because he separated both. And, you know, he hopefully is going to return to the form that he was, you know, almost 6 weeks ago here as he gets better and then the field gets – the weather gets a little warmer.
How important is it to also, essentially, you would lock up home field advantage all the way through the NCAA semifinal game? How important is that in the playoffs?
Well, obviously, we've played pretty good on this field, and, you know, we have a great following. It's a tough place to play, and, you know, you take the equation of having to travel and stay in motels and miss classes and finals and all that other thing out of the equation, your focus can be a little bit more in the game, and obviously you play a little bit more with confidence at home. So we're excited to be in that position, and, you know, hopefully we're going to be able to take advantage of it.
Well, again, congratulations, and thank you for joining me, Coach, again.
Thank you, Ron.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.